Good morning, No BS. I am Coach Maya here today to help you focus on the basics. Welcome, as you're all coming in, I want to welcome you to the group. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's 10:30 Central Time and 11:30 Eastern, which is where I am in Southern Michigan, where it's very humid, so forgive this curly hair gone straight, but I'm dealing with humidity today for all of you that have been keeping track of the storms in Southwest Michigan. We had a big one last night. So welcome everyone. And I just want to, first of all, introduce you to Vern Rouser, who is here with our community group this morning. So if you have any questions, I'm not gonna pay attention to the chat necessarily this morning. Because Vern is here to help us go through. I just want to focus in on you and focus on introducing myself for the first time. I'm Coach Maya, for those of you that don't know me. You normally can find me in Ask Coaches Monday through Friday, and I'm there answering your questions, doing my best to navigate as I am also a member. I started as a member in 2018 and became a coach, and now I'm here doing my dream job every day, talking to the community like you. And Corinne has asked us as coaches to come in and share some of our tips and tricks and strategies about the basics. And so I'm here to talk to you this morning about hump day. That has been an obstacle for me in my past, and I just wanted to respond to some of the questions I've been getting and ask coaches. So to the person that asked the other day if she was meeting her basics by checking the box, even if it took her over 2 minutes to fill out her plan in the morning, yes, you can take as long as you want. Corinne suggests 2 minutes because she wants to make it easy. So that's what you want to be able to think about as you're trying to make things easy for yourself. You're trying to hit the basics. For all of you perfectionists out there that can relate to that question, I relate to, as a former perfectionist myself, the basics are there as your tools. They are there not to check a box and say that we did it. It's there to support the best version of ourselves, to bring that person forward every day. So that was my goal when I was on my weight loss journey. I really struggled with, you know, the future self idea, because I just wanted to feel better. I wanted to stop feeling like shit, which is how I felt a lot. For many of you that know, I had a back injury that I am recovering from after several surgeries. So if you notice me shifting in my seat, it's probably because I still deal with chronic pain, and I do so without medication. So for me, on my weight loss journey, it was really difficult for me to sustain my momentum. And so I found myself really struggling with Wednesdays. I found that out when I found a pattern of doing a lot of discovery worksheets on Tuesdays. I noticed that when my discovery worksheets were getting heavier on Wednesdays, I needed to start strategizing, because Wednesdays were presenting themselves as a common obstacle for me. So I started to get really smart and busy about trying to make it easy, trying to make it simple, just like Corinne tells us all the time, keep it easy. So the way I did that was I had to find one constant that would keep me interested every day in hitting my basics. And that for me was a connection to music. And so on days that I could stretch, straight days that I could just move a little bit, I always made sure I was listening to music. That started to change as I started to get stronger. I focused on getting my water in. I focused on getting my rest in. I focused on writing a plan every day. I started to tune into my plus two. That one took a really long time. I got really efficient at getting good at the basics. And I did that because I got very good at strategizing around common obstacles that were coming up for me. And so I want you guys to start thinking about what can you do that to help yourself when you're noticing common obstacles. So as Vern is in the group, I want you to start typing in some of your questions. If you have obstacles that you're struggling with right now, for me, it was staying consistent on Wednesdays. I would go into the week with good intentions. My food prep was done. I would be full of enthusiasm. And then Tuesday, it was petering out a little bit. By Wednesday, I sort of lost interest in those meals. So I started getting, you know, giving myself ideas and things that I could do to carry me through, get me through the week. And for me, that was planning a really good meal on Wednesdays, something I really looked forward to, but that really fed my body. For me, that is sheet pan fajitas almost every time. I prep those on the weekends. I don't plan them on Mondays and Tuesdays because I don't really need something that I'm really looking forward to, but I stack Wednesdays. So I make sure I'm really occupied on Wednesdays. I stack my private clients up on that day so that I'm busy and I don't give myself the option to walk into the kitchen. I make sure that I start the day off right. If I feel nervous about something, I make sure that I plan to burn off some adrenaline that day. That might mean a walk. That just might mean stretching if that's all I can do. So it looks like we've got some great things. Oh, Lisa, Traverse City, I love it. So midweek meal prep. Jean, I love that idea. Midweek meal prep for a way to boost you through. I like to give myself little carrots throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout some moments. When I'm having an urge, sometimes it's as much as getting to the next moment. So start writing down those obstacles. Start writing down what's working for you so that you can celebrate the wins. Remember, the basics are not just something that we want to check off on a list. For you perfectionists out there, you're not doing it right if you're just checking it off. What we want to do is build a toolbox of things that support ourselves. So what are those things? Water, sleep, a plan, eating to your plus two. How can you get really strategic and make those things easy? For me, I write my plan first thing in the morning. I have time set up so that I can do that. I make sure on Wednesdays I've got a really good plan to support me so that Thursday is just a little easier. I usually use leftovers from Wednesday night dinner for Thursday night lunch. So I make it easy for myself. So let's just see if you are having specific questions, and forgive me because it's my first time. Vern, I see that you're in there and I'm looking for anything that you might have questions about. So, did you find your pain as an excuse? I've also had multiple back surgeries. Trish, yes, I did for a really long time. And if you struggle with chronic pain, you absolutely know how hard it can be to feel really energetic one day and then really not the next. My good friend Bobby Ritchie, one of my accountability partners through this process, can relate more than most people. And having an accountability partner that understood chronic pain was one of the greatest gifts to me in this program. I had never actually met anyone before my first camp where someone came up to me and said, my mom had the same thing as you and she lost 90 pounds. And it was knowing that it was possible that made me believe maybe it's possible for me too. So absolutely, I used it as an excuse. And so to stop doing that, to stop giving myself that excuse, I'm sorry for my crazy hair, you guys. To stop giving myself that excuse, I started planning to have stretching every Wednesday. I made sure I have a playlist that I only play on bad days to make myself feel better. A lot of the playlist has been from meditations that Corinne has put on her playlist for camp. And then I've just added things that I found inspiring. So absolutely, don't, if you're finding that you're using it as an excuse, finding a solution for it could be exactly what you need to get to the next level. So those things that are really poking you, that are really like, if only I just didn't have pain, if only I had someone to food prep with, if only I, those kinds of things that are coming up for you, I want you to start thinking, I'm willing to believe I can come up with a solution. So as you're thinking about this, your call to action for right now is identify what your common obstacles are. What are those things that you're noticing are coming up from discovery worksheets? What are the things that you're noticing are a common error, a common process error? My obstacle is sealing the scale go down. It's like permission to cheat. Tia, I know exactly what you're talking about. That is something that I used to do too. I'd see the scale go down and I thought, oh, I got away with that. Except for when you become a no BS woman, you have your back every single time. You don't cheat yourself by telling yourself some bullshit that you ate it and got away with it anymore. You get on the scale, you say, huh, that didn't catch up as quickly as I thought it would this time, but I'm not doing that shit anymore because I have my own back. That's what we do. Let's see, self-defeating thoughts can be pulling you down. Absolutely, you need to start practicing that the basics are not something I check off. They're something that I practice over and over. We collect the wins when we practice good thoughts. Let's see, what else do we have here? Maria, I struggle often on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as husband is home and we have no set plan for dinner or schedule, leaving an open canvas. Errands, I try to schedule, but always changes. Sarah, okay, so Maria, this is such a great question because I had the same thing. I actually live in a farm in Southwest Michigan. Until recently, my husband lived in Chicago, an hour and a half away, and would come up on the weekends. I moved here to recover from my back surgeries, and we now live full time at the farm. For a year and a half of my weight loss, I ate with my husband on the weekends and I did my own thing during the week. And so it became sort of a shift every Monday. What I started doing was I started recognizing the things that we always shared in common. We always can make do with a protein, a vegetable, a salad. I can put that on my plan if we're going to a restaurant. I put protein, raw vegetable, cooked vegetable, plus two. I can pretty much find a salad with a protein at any restaurant. Most places I go to dinner at a friend's house, I can eat a salad or some vegetables or some kind of protein. Whether it's my best friend who's vegan and plant-based, or it's my friends that are carnivores, I know that I can make it work. So I've learned that by practicing over and over and over. So a great thing to do is, as you guys are coming up with your obstacles and strategies, I want you to get in the Facebook group and the 21 day challenge and say, you know, what are your strategies? How can you help me get through this next weekend as I'm practicing and planning for this event? We've got people going back to school, colleges, saying goodbye to sons and daughters that are going into universities. You know, a lot of times we celebrate those things with a nice meal. So how do you want to strategize around those big events? It sounds like we've got a lot of Michigan sisters coming in here, so I love that. I'm right at the bottom of the lake, about 20 miles south of Lake Michigan. So for all of you that are wondering where I am, Lori, how do I know my plus two? This is my obstacle, especially when eating meals with my family. Lori, this is such a great question. And the plus two, as Coach MJ will say, hers was like looking for a Sasquatch. I think she says looking for Bigfoot, was trying to find her plus two. it's, I think, one of the most nuanced parts of the four basics, and it's the one we have to tune in the most to. But what I promise you is if you master water, sleep, and a plan, tuning into your plus two is so much easier. And Coach Kathy is going to be coming on and talking about tricks and the Kathy method for tuning into your plus two and testing it. Okay, Susan, let's see. Find the opposite in that I allow myself to not work hard early in the week, knowing that I have X number of days before my Friday weigh-in. Any insights? Yes, Susan, stop bullshitting yourself. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing, and knock it off. We don't do that anymore. We're here because we're choosing to. We get to plan our meals. We get to strategize to bring our best self to the table. We get to live up to the best version of ourselves, and we get to plan for her to be present tomorrow. In my journey, the one thing I knew for sure, I could never envision my future self. I couldn't envision a bikini model or a supermodel or even the very best version of myself. What I could envision was trying to feel incrementally better tomorrow. That's all. I started this journey in 2018. I am so grateful every day for the women I've met on this journey. I am so grateful every day for finding Corinne Crabtree. And now I'm so excited to have met all of you. So thank you for tuning in. I am so excited to be able to join you a few times this year, this month, sorry, for this challenge, and throughout the year. So I look forward to it, and thank you for joining me, and thank you for all of your wonderful, encouraging comments. I will be in Ask Coaches answering your questions, and thank you. You guys were so nice.